The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
The reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
There was a scholar of the law who stood up to test Jesus and said, "Teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus said to him, "What is written in the law? How do you read it?" He said in reply, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your being, and all your strength, with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." He replied to him, "You have answered correctly. Do this and you will live." But because he wished to justify himself, he said to Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus replied, "A man fell victim to robbers, and he went down from Jerusalem to Jericho. They stripped and beat him and went off, leaving him half dead. The priest happened to be going down that road, but when he saw him, he passed by on the opposite side. Likewise, a Levite came to the place, and when he saw him, he passed by on the opposite side. But a Samaritan traveler who came upon him, who was moved with compassion at his sight, he approached the victim, poured out oil and wine over his wounds, and bandaged him. Then lifted him up on his own animal, took him to an inn, and cared for him. The next day he took the 2 silver coins and gave them to the innkeeper with the instruction, 'Take care of him. If you spend more than what I have given you, I shall repay you on my way back.' Which of these 3, in opinion, was neighbor to the robber's victim?" He answered, "The one who treated him with mercy." Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Please be seated.
Many times when I heard the word about the law, is by obligation. But the commandment of the Lord is not by obligation. We're invited to love. You cannot say obliged, because we are born to love. Do you agree? Because we share the image of the divine person, the divinity. It's mutual love. God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, they are love. We are born in His image. That means, this by birth, we are love. We are reminded by Christ. It's not that you have to. This by nature. The Holy Spirit within us already told you. We do something wrong, even you steal a little bit, just 2 coins, you feel bad. Why? Because you share the true love is for others, not for yourself. At times, we took things from others and gossip against others, or maybe nobody knows. You know. Maybe many people say, "You're a good person," but you say, "Not yet, very good." You do something. People didn't know. So you see, we are the judge of ourselves. So we don't tell people, "I don't know." Anything is not love, you know. But what exactly, what to do, maybe at times you don't know what to do, it's okay. But don't tell other people you don't know how to love. So today the Gospel to speak, who is the neighbor? Well, simply the one who next to you, the ones who are living together in the house, all our neighbors, even the streets. If someone fell down, The gospel says you can go up, up the opposite side, right? Can. Who's the neighbor? It's the one who gives a clapping hand. We too, we're invited. We are called. We are reminded to give a helping hand. You know it. Only for selfishness you go ahead, go the other side. So today, God's word is simple, reminding us this week, whatever we do, the legs, we do it to Jesus Christ. And the last thing is, love is always unconditional. Love is always being the first one to love. Tell yourself these things. Unconditional. So, if the person is not agreeable with you or hurting you, tell yourself, they are your guardian angel. They remind you to love more, to love unconditionally. They are your guardian angel. When you're angry, why are you angry? Because she or he is not good to me. It's okay. But why are you angry? So he is your guardian angel telling you, you are not yet perfect. You still have to correct yourself. Otherwise you presume you are a perfect person. I'm okay. But when something irritates you, you anger, so you tell yourself, really, I was angry. You're not yet perfect. But remember, God tells the people, Jesus told the people, you have to be perfect as God the Father is perfect. You see, no excuse. Even you don't never read the gospel, even your conscience telling you whatever little things you do not love is, I could say, a big sin, but it's not perfect. When you were invited to be a perfect person like Christ, that what St. Paul says, today is not I live, but Christ lives in me. So put Christ in yourself. When we baptize, we are putting Christ on ourselves. Especially when we receive Holy Communion, His life become your life. And this is not a transformation. Don't be transformed into bread into His body. Jesus has transformed you to be His body and blood. Wherever you go, to the end of the world, you'll be His hand, helping hand, forgiving hand, sharing hand. This is what we are called to. Don't take it as a commandment. Not, I mean, by law. It's not by law. By reminding. Jesus reminding us. Jesus very gentle towards us. He didn't say, you have to, otherwise you go to hell. You know, he never said this. You go to hell, not to hell. God never combined, never punish a person to hell. You walk into the door of the hell and don't tell that God is punishing you. Never, God never punish you. Only when you don't love, you're not in God's sight. That's all. You don't follow Him. That's all. Don't tell that God put me not to follow Him. He invites you. Come and follow me. And you don't follow Him, and then you tell Jesus, tell God that He is not helping you. Unless you, I don't want. By the time Jesus, many people left Jesus, His words, hard to hear, go away. They choose. That's a choice. It's not a punishment. If you choose the other way, don't tell God punish you. You make the choice. You have the freedom. That's the best gift. That's the most difficult thing. Many times you don't have the freedom, so good. No, you don't have to do all these things by something you cannot do. But you can do. You can revenge. You can look back and fight back. But that's the best thing. You have the freedom. Thank you, Jesus. You have this gift for me to this person, although he is not good to me. Thank you. Teach me, Jesus, how to forgive him, how to love him more. and that's our conversion. This is our daily conversion. This is what we have to do this week, this assignment this week. Try to tell yourself, who is my neighbor?